The John Age Project.
Trust no one. Trust no one. Trust no one.
Women, children, men, all of those of you who still identify as human, you have now entered into the Anomic Age, and I'm your host, John Age. Thanks for tuning in today. We've got a great show for you. Today we're going to get into censorship of the social media type, and perhaps most importantly, alternatives to some of that social media conglomerate with the search engines and just the regular old social media sites like Facebook. We'll get into some alternatives to that today as well with our guest. But before we get into that, please check out AnomicAge.com. Share that link. Friends, family, loved ones, enemies, strangers, aliens, ghosts, apparitions, weird people at the park. Oh yeah, that's right. You can't go to the park anymore because we're in a complete communist state. We're in a lockdown. Forever, I guess, because the American people refuse to stand for anything. It's always funny. They complain about people not standing for the flag. But where are the American people standing against the tyranny? I know. There's people of you out there. And I know that you exist. But just not enough. That being said, check out AnomicAge.com. We got a nice little new segment, the information breakdown portion of the show, of which there was a new episode I just put out two nights ago, all about the power illusion. It's an illusion, folks. It's an illusion. Much like that huge elephant that's held to the ground by a chain. Well, it was conditioned from a little tiny elephant who could be held down by a chain. So it was conditioned and normalized to the illusion that it very well could not pull that chain out of the ground as a multi-ton huge mammal that has more than enough strength to take that chain out. And that's where we sit as well, folks. But that being said, there's also tons of guest media links, tons of video, tons of audio, all the episodes that you could possibly want and more. And it's all for, you guessed it, free, at least right now. Free for you, not free for me. So if you have any extra currency, or if you really enjoy the shows that you've been listening to and the content that I've created, it's not free for me. So make a donation there at the PayPal link and or the Patreon link at the bottom right of AnomicAge.com. You can also go direct paypal.me/AnomicAge and patreon.com/AnomicAge as well. If you can't afford any of that, you can sign up for the newsletter. It's completely free. And that's at the very bottom of the page. So, after getting through all the housekeeping drips and drabs, let's get into it with our guest and see exactly what he's bringing to the table today. So if you will, sit back, relax, get a little something to drink, find a nice quiet spot in the house, and tune in to this edition of the Anomic Age. Stick around for a few. We'll be with you in just a second. Welcoming Mr. Stephen Andrew into the Anomic Age today. Stephen Andrew is CEO of USA.life social network, the answer to Facebook censoring Christians, conservatives, and liberty. Andrew is also CEO of 1776 Free search engine that gives conservative search results that are hidden by Google and others. Both are pro-America. USA.life is the number one conservative Facebook alternative. 1776 Free is crowdfunding to raise funds to launch. Andrew is a conservative Silicon Valley technology expert and national Christian leader. Previously, Andrew led business and technology initiatives for Fortune 500, such as Cisco and Meredith's Better Homes and Gardens. He also provided technology architecture for Stanford University. Andrew leads the Christian group America is on the Lord's Side with top conservatives and pastors nationwide. Thanks so much for being with us today, Andrew. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Indeed, man. Well, there's so much we could get into with this whole thing. I guess we can start at the beginning. How'd you go from the Silicon Valley CEO, all these different things, into what I would probably presume is your Lord's mission here, is to make things a little bit more transparent and open to conservatives and Christians on the internet?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Silicon Valley, and I got connected to all the computer stuff. And thanks to God, I moved up. I just kept praying. I said, God, what do you want me to do? Direct me where you want me. And God just had me get into the right place. And I ended up being one of the top internet architects in Silicon Valley, leading multi-million dollar Fortune 500 projects for like Better Homes and Gardens, Walgreens, Mazda, just a whole lot of companies. And I even consulted to Stanford. And so what happened is I've been a Christian since the 80s, and I just kept praying and reading my Bible and praying, and God's connecting the dots together. What I noticed is what I believe the real problem in the USA is people have drifted from God, and they're not doing what the founding fathers did, in that having a strong covenant Christian nation with Jesus Christ as our focus. And because of that, we're seeing all of this chaos and troubles, the riots, the violence, even this fake pandemic. And I don't really, 9,200 people died. So something's going on. It seems like it's more of a tyranny thing than a pandemic thing.
Absolutely. I mean, for my money, it's all just a big psyop. I mean, yeah, it's a real virus. Yes, some people have been injured and died because of this. But I mean, overall, I'm sort of seeing this as a big, what can we get away with, and how big a chumps are the American people? And that's kind of what I'm seeing play out, where you've got these insane people assaulting people over the mask and getting arrested and all this insanity just over. Well, for my money, Kenna, like you said, I mean, we got 9,000 tops, and I think the CDC came out last week and said even the test is about 94% false positive. So doesn't really add up to me, for sure.
No, and what I believe is really going on is we're seeing God's judgment for our rebellion against him. You know, things like with the Supreme Court saying that a man can be a woman, and that same-sex marriage, and all these different sins. So we're seeing, I believe it's God's judgment, and the answer is to turn to the Lord. I believe the answer is to reaffirm covenant. Maybe we can talk about that at the end. But what I'm doing right now is I'm launching 1776 free search engine. And I already launched USA.life social network. Thanks to God, this is the answer to Facebook and Twitter censoring Christians, conservatives, and liberty. And by God's grace, we're the number one conservative Facebook replacement. We're growing fast. People are signing up as fast as they can. And we're getting groups on here, churches, GOP groups. And what happens is people have freedom and real news on USA.life. The one thing I just want to tell you is I believe, one of the top Christians who was censored by Facebook. And so what happened was, in 2016, as soon as President Trump won the election, they said they were going after fake news. Now, they were shadow banning me throughout the years, but at that time, they upped it to 99%. And I used to reach up to 8 million people in a month on Facebook, and I was just reaching tens of thousands of people because of their shadow banning. I had a following of close to 500,000 people. And so I invested heavily in Facebook, spent a lot of money advertising, this and that, and they just cut it off, as they've done to perhaps viewers in your audience and across the nation. And they're just, what they call fake news is people who are pro-America.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened to me on Twitter, actually. I just, as soon as I started gaining like any sort of following on there, I got, you know, one hit for, I can't even recall what it was now. And then a second warning where I was taken down for 48 hours or something. And then right before Christmas, it was just gone. It was ironically enough, I was doing my 1 year anniversary show and I was speaking with a guest like I just did you a little bit before we got going. And he was going, you know, I couldn't find you on Twitter, man. I was trying to find you today. I was like, I don't know, man. I've just been working and I hadn't looked at it. And sure enough, I looked and it was gone. They said I'd been suspended permanently and all this mess. So
it's happening. Thousands of people across the nation, it's happening. With me, just, you know, in their own metrics, they were censoring 5 million people a month from me. And that's in their own metrics. So just multiply that by 1,000 people. You know, that's billions of messages that are just being blocked. And if you're for President Trump, if you're, you know, you believe marriage is a man and a woman, if you're pro-life, if you believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and if you have any type of following, you're more than likely shadow banned. Ultimately, they just kicked me off. They wouldn't let me log in.
Yeah, I mean, after that, I actually did sort of get into Facebook just a little bit. I sort of view all this, at least for me, it was just sort of a necessary evil with the show because I didn't have any social media presence prior to that. I was just kind of going, yeah, I see this for what it is, and people stealing images and taking identities. And, you know, you think you're talking to Bob in Minnesota and it could be Sue in South Dakota. You never know. So I didn't really even want any part of it. But then, you know, once I got into it, I started really seeing the extreme censorship that was going on with, you know, just in the last few years here, you've seen major, I would say, not even conservative, but perhaps more alternative conservatives or whatever, like Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos and Gavin McGinnis and Proud Boys, all these different folks just having their stuff shut down, having their payment processors shut down, having their PayPals and all these other implements shut down. And I'm sort of seeing this going, wow, you know, we're really seeing the beginnings of the Nazi Holocaust right here. We're seeing the Kristallnazis. They're taking businesses away. They're taking the ability to buy and sell away. They're doing all this stuff, you know, much like, you know, right out of Revelations. And everybody's just sort of contritely going, okay, well, yes, it's how it is.
Well, I think the problem is the church is not anywhere near as strong as it was in 1776. One of the key verses, I believe, is Isaiah 33:22. That is the verse that James Madison founded the three branches of government on. And it says, the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. And so that's what God calls all of creation to do, is to acknowledge him as, you know, Jesus as judge, lawgiver, and king. Anything against that is rebellion to God. And of course, we're going to see the problems from not following God if we go that path. And so the answer is to have Christians be more bold, that they can break out of this darkness, just like the founding fathers did in 1776, where, you know, a saying that the founders had is, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And that's based on a lot of verses. One of them is, you know, Acts 5:29, we ought to obey God rather than men. And then Exodus 1:17, where the Hebrew midwives, they did not listen to the king to kill the male children, but they kept the male children alive. So, and God blessed them for doing that. So what happens is, as you know, America is very unique. We are, I believe, we're a Christian republic, and with we the people in charge. So we're not a monarchy. So all of these people who treat the USA as a monarchy, that doesn't apply to us. We are we the people, one nation under God, which God, Jesus Christ. And that's the secret to America.
Absolutely. It's sort of strange, or at least it has been for me. The more I've read the Bible and really gotten into it, the more you realize, I suppose, the folly in your own ways. To put it bluntly, God don't want you to freelance too much. He's saying, this is what you need to do. Follow this and you'll be all right. And for whatever reason, humans just want to do that freelance. We got this worked out. Don't worry about it, God. We got it. We got that hubris and that pride. Pride's another one that you keep reading in the Bible. God's not really down with that. He's going, oh man, what, you're doing this again, John, please. I'm giving you these rules. Come on. I couldn't agree more, because I feel like we're definitely falling under some great judgment. I recall, I think it's over a year ago now, where the governor of Virginia was coming out and saying, oh, we're going to keep the babies comfortable and we'll decide, the doctor and the mother will decide whether or not to keep the babies alive. And I mean, I was expecting this huge Christian backlash following those comments and all the churches and all the pulpits, and it just wasn't there. And I was thinking, God can't be pleased with this.
Well, what happens? The good news is God sees everyone who is on his side.
Yeah.
He sees everyone who agrees that this is a tyrant in Virginia and that he's, you know, killing these children. And God sees everybody who's on his side. And that is saving the nation. I believe that because of those people who are following God, God has shown mercy to us. Now we need to up it, and we need to get to the level of the founding fathers, where we demand our God-given rights, you know, our rights of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, conscience, travel, and for churches to freely assemble. So, you know, the founding fathers wouldn't put up with the devil. They wouldn't put up with tyrants. They wouldn't put up with sin. And so we as a church must do the same. America is very unique. I believe that, like Israel, America came out of the world. So with Moses, he broke out. You know, he broke out of the system by saying, let my people go, and by obeying the Lord and being in covenant. And so Israel got free. Then they went into sin, unfortunately. But then also now what happened with America, I believe, is that the Lord sovereignly brought the strongest Christians, many of them, to America. And these were people who were, you know, were fleeing being killed in Europe. And so they came here and they followed Jesus Christ 100%. And there's a very powerful covenant, which we'll talk about a little bit later, is the Jamestown Settlers Covenant. The first thing they did when they landed here is they covenanted America to God to all generations. And so what happened, that's 1607. And so what happens is the Jamestown Settlers, the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and the colonialists, and John Hancock, John Adams, John Jay, George Washington, they all lived in covenant. And this was by the pastors preaching it. And because of this, America also broke out of the world. So just like Israel, I believe America broke out. We see that with the Declaration of Independence, where we say, we're going to obey God rather than men. And King George, you're a tyrant. We reject you. We declare independence. So what we see is it's because of Jesus Christ. This is the whole secret to America. Jesus Christ is liberty. Jesus Christ is how we broke out.
Yeah, it's funny how much of that history is really left out. I know I've talked about this a little bit in the past few shows, but the Black Robe Regiment, you know, of 1776, the pastors and the churches were really key, instrumental, cornerstone, foundation of what was leading this rebellion. I mean, they were allowing folks to meet in the churches. The pastors were preaching from the pulpit God's word and freedom and liberty from tyranny. So, you know, just like you mentioned the Jamestown Covenant there, I don't think hardly anybody, I dare say, in the last generation or two even knows these things exist.
Yeah, I've written a book called Save America. People can buy it online any place. Save America by Stephen Andrew. And I explain our covenant. I sought the Lord for years. Ever since Barack Obama, I separated myself and I sought the Lord for the nation. How do we save our Christian republic? And, you know, the Lord directed me. He first showed me that we were a covenant Christian nation. I didn't know that. I kind of thought it, but I didn't understand it. And through month and year after prayer, God gave me all this revelation, which is backed by the Bible. And then what I found out is in 2 Chronicles 15, King Asa had a time like we're having here. The Bible says that they were vexed. There was trouble all around. And it's because they didn't have a teaching priest. And so they had drifted from the Lord. And King Asa is a good king. And what happened was they renewed their covenant. And they said, we're going to follow the Lord. We're going to diligently obey the Holy Bible. We're going to seek God. And this brought God's favor. So they went from chaos to having peace. And the same thing happened with King Josiah in 2 Chronicles 34. You know, he had a tender heart to God, and they brought him the book of the law, and he read it, and he saw that they were going to be destroyed because of their sins. I believe they were probably reading Deuteronomy 28 to him, maybe Leviticus 26. And so what he did is he did the same thing. He renewed the covenant. And here's the great power and the hope. That was right after King Manasseh. So King Manasseh had the same sins as Obama. You know, they were sacrificing children. They had the sodomites. They had the occult. They had drifted from having the Lord as their trust, and they were into false gods. And so we see that the situation can turn around. Just King Josiah is King Manasseh's grandson, and the whole thing turned around. And that's why there's hope for America right now, is because even if it's just you and me, and we put our faith in God, or you, me, and the people listening, you know, God's going to see us, and he's going to deliver us. Ezekiel 22:30 says it just takes one man who would stand in the gap, make a wall between God and the land. And you know, he didn't find one eventually, and so he took them into captivity. But here, we're America, and I'm on fire for the Lord. I trust you're on fire for the Lord, and your viewers are on fire. You know, we're going to see the whole thing turn around. There's great hope by following Jesus Christ.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm glad to hear some positivity coming, because it's so easy to look at all the complete despotism that's going on right now and just get down. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody where some days I just have to cut it all off. I mean, it's sad doing this show that I do sometimes. I talk to my wife and I'm like, man, it's hard listening to all this stuff and listening to the guests and, you know, various topics from trafficking to sex slavery to the abortion. I mean, it's a mess out there. So I'm glad that you mentioned that renewing the covenant aspect of it, because that's assuredly what we need to do right about now.
Yeah, and here's what's happening. Things have greatly improved the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. So 4 years ago, we had the swamp, and they were so much in control that they pretended nothing was happening, okay? And people kind of went along with it. I believe there's something called a lying spirit in 2 Chronicles 18. And what we see is God sent a lying spirit to King Ahab for his destruction. So these people that are kind of just lulled in sleep, what the Bible says is going on is it's a lying spirit lying to them. And it's for their destruction because they're not putting Jesus Christ first. So, of course, you and I know, and your viewers know, that the people who are just following these Black Lives Matter, the Democrats, Biden, Harris, we know that it's about what Jesus says, the blind fall the blind and they fall into a pit. And the reason is it's a lying spirit because you're not putting God first, so they just fall for everything. But what happens is we can put God first. And so there is positive news from 4 years ago, because look now. Now we have President Trump as a strong beachhead. Yeah, the swamp is bigger than people realize, but at least he's there. And you know, most of the time he stands up for America, and I believe he's the greatest president and vice president combination we've had in my lifetime as far as being the most Christian acting. So that's a huge improvement. He's attacking the media, calling them fake news. So we didn't have that 4 years ago. I mean, you and I knew it was fake news 4 years ago. Now we have the president of the United States doing that. And so there's a lot of positive things, and we also have USA.life. We're launched, and it's a social network. You know, churches should sign up, Christians, GOP groups. You know, USA.life is running strong, and USA.life is launched. You just go to www.usa.life, and soon we're going to have 1776 free search engine launch. Now, what happens with these, we're pro-America, pro-Christian. So you can be 100% American, and with 1776 free, you're going to get search results that are being censored. You're going to get conservative, Christian, pro-America, pro-life, pro-God, you know, all these blessings, pro-liberty, pro-constitution. You're going to get all these search results that are being censored. So there's quite a big improvement. It takes faith, but if we just measure it, we can see it's there. And then here's another key I just want to share is the whole thing is we need God's mercy. You know, so if we say, God, forgive us for our national sins, forgive me for my sins. You know, I seek your mercy for the nation. This is a big tip because when we admit that we've sinned against God as a nation and we seek him and we ask his mercy, the Lord is merciful.
Amen to that. It's kind of strange, I suppose the uncanny characteristic that humans just want to be led. And you probably have a better idea of this than me because you have a closer pulse with a lot of these pastors and ministers all across the world, if not just there in the country. But are you really seeing these different churches and pastors actually get up and speak about these things now? Because that sort of void of being led, I think that void has left a lot of people to go, well, I'll go with this person, or I'll go with that person, or whatever the loudest voice is on social media, or whatever the most vulgar and insane celebrity is. We'll just go with what they're saying. And I wonder if it's not because of just, I won't say a lack of the word, but I suppose a lack of the on-fire passion where they're connecting the dots of like, this is in the biblical text, and this is what's going on today. This is a governor of Virginia talking about killing children. I mean, I don't know how that's any different than the fires of Moloch from the Old Testament there. But I feel like a lot of people perhaps are just going, well, it seems to be there are two camps. Either the church isn't talking about anything relevant, and they're just going with this, I don't even know how to say this nicely, it's sort of just hippy-dippy, it's all going to be okay, we're all under grace. And then there's the other camp where it's this mega church that's kind of a big social club where you got the fire and the smoke and the 10-piece band and the gift shop and the coffee shop and everything. But what I would sort of term as the real meat and the potatoes is the message. So are you really seeing pastors and folks really speak this message out there? I hope so.
Well, what God has called me to do is to raise up three generations of the USA who believe like the founding fathers. And yeah. I have seven parts of covenant. The first part is that we acknowledge that the Lord is the God of our lives and the USA. And Americans, those who believe, are his people. So see, what happened is the Jamestown settlers, the Pilgrims, the Puritans, they all made covenant with the Lord. You know, they gave 100% for Jesus Christ. They came here, you know, so that they could follow Jesus Christ freely. And because they were being persecuted, they dedicated everything to God. Now, not everybody in all of those groups was a strong Christian, but there were the strongest Christians in those groups. And so I think what's happening is we need to have an honest assessment of the church, which is what you're observing, based on scripture. And what we see is the church is in a weak state. But that's happened time after time throughout history, especially like with Judah. You know, they went up and they went down and they went up and they went down and they went up and they went down and they went up. And so in the USA, it's a little bit different. We started at a high level and just gradually went down until you get to, you know, Barack Obama. And that's, you know, that's like the lowest point. But there's been a revival kindled. There are the faithful remnant and it's growing. One thing I'm doing is I have a prayer meeting every Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern live on USA.life /Stephen Andrew. It's nothing glamorous because I'm not trying to, you know, please man. I'm trying to reach the heart of God. And what I'm doing is I'm praying for three generations with the listeners, for three generations of America to have these seven Bible truths in their lives where they reaffirm covenant. Because what I noticed was it wasn't just happening. So it has to be prayed in.
That's beautiful. I love that. I'm going to try to check that out if I can.
Thank you.
I think that's what people need. I mean, I'm as guilty as anybody where I'll get up and I'll try a live stream and like, well, this stinks. I look like a robot and the lights are not good and the audio is not good. But I love what you said. It really is just that message. I mean, people, you don't have to have perfect lighting. You don't have to have 10 microphones and an acoustic auditorium. You can really just get out there and start preaching the gospel and talking the word. And I think that's kind of the key to it.
That's it. And one thing I sought the Lord for, I said, God, so I studied 2 Chronicles 15. And in there, I saw that the way they got out of their trouble was they sought God, the Bible says, with all their heart and with all their soul. So if the people listening right now will just, we'll make a difference. You know, just seek God with all of our heart and all of our soul for our lives, for our families, for our churches, for our jobs, for the nation. Okay, God's going to see that. And then the other thing is they agree to diligently obey the Holy Bible. The Bible says, again, with all their heart and with all their soul. So we just have to agree that the Lord is our lawgiver. We're going to obey God rather than men and what God says we're going to do. So this makes a big difference. So what happens is if we are honest, we see the level of Christianity is very low right now in the USA. And like you said, there aren't that many pastors. There are some, and we thank God for them. But what we have to do is get to the highest level of Christianity. So what I sought the Lord for, I said, God, what are the absolute truths? Okay? And how do we reaffirm covenant? I've sought the Lord for a long time on this, you know, year after year after year after year. And what he showed me, the first one was that the Lord is the God of the USA and Americans are his people. And so, you know, you can't go any higher than that. And then the next one is that we have Jesus as judge, lawgiver, and king. So that's not just having him as an idea. It is living with him as lawgiver, judge, and king, where we demand that the government, and we vote for people who have him, like, you know, like Roy Moore and others, who have Jesus as judge, lawgiver, and king, and that we demand it. So the church has to step up to these absolute truths. Let me give one more, and we can share more later, because I want to hear what you have to say. And one more, you know, is that we seek God with all of our heart and soul. And then I said the other one, which was that we diligently obey the Holy Bible. So what happens is these are the power truths. You can't outdo them. You can't do better than seeking God with all of your heart and all of your soul because you find God. You can't do better than diligently obeying the Bible with all of your heart and all of your soul. So what God has called me to teach is those four Bible truths plus two more. And that's going to strengthen the church.
Yeah, that's certainly the truth. I mean, I think a lot of people, I would recommend this, even if you're an atheist, even if you're if you believe you're the biggest heretic or whatever in the world, if you just look at those tenets of the Bible and just follow that, it's not going to lead you astray. I mean, you can't say that of any other religious text, I don't believe. Certainly not the Quran or the like. I mean, just follow those tenets of the Bible and you're good to go. I mean, it's not going to get hurt. You're not going to hurt somebody else. Beautiful.
Yeah, everything God says is true and good. So he wants strong families. He wants justice in our Department of Justice. You know, he wants truth taught to people. Everything he says is true. Now, I think, you know, even the unbeliever, they can recognize that it's because of Jesus Christ and his teaching that America is so blessed by God. And it's because of Christianity. You know, Saudi Arabia doesn't have the blessings of the USA. They live, you know, with all this Muslim stuff. India doesn't have the blessings of the USA. No country has the blessing. And the reason is because the founders realized that the only way to have liberty is to base it on Christianity. And it's quote after quote that says that. One point I want to make about liberty is, you know, the founding fathers got that out of the Bible. So Romans 8:21 says the liberty of the children of God. So in the truth is only those who are born again can have this liberty. And this liberty based on the Bible is the liberty of the children of God. And in Galatians, it says not to use our liberty for evil. So there's, you know, I, Alex Jones has better news than CNN, and
by far.
But one mistake I believe he makes is he doesn't really understand that liberty is the biblical definition. And the liberty that God commands and blesses based on the Bible is the liberty of the children of God in Romans 8:21.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, kind of to connect back to that Jamestown thing, I think a lot of folks, and this is probably one of those things you could say of a lot of folks in America, but a lot of Christians in America are just kind of, I wouldn't say lethargic, but perhaps a bit lazy and forgotten these tenets and have forgotten, I would say, how we got here. Because if you look at the Plymouth Colony, the Jamestown Colony, you could kind of go on down the line. These folks were coming here to escape religious persecution. They weren't just doing this as some joyride. And a lot of folks really kind of lose that perspective. I mean, this was a life-changing decision to get on that boat and flee everything you knew, all family you knew, all normality, on kind of a wing and a prayer and going, wow, we're going to sail in this ship. We could die at any time for several months. I mean, they weren't getting on a Carnival cruise line leaving from Miami and sailing to the Bahamas, you know, in a couple hours. I mean, these folks were facing almost certain death in many instances. So they put it all on the line for their faith. And when they got here, they realized the importance of it. And then, you know, we rolled to 1776 and they were willing to defend and risk it all for that faith again.
Yeah, everything in the USA is based on Christianity. Now, there's always the unbelievers and there's always the evil people who are trying to, you know, there was always the swamp. I believe the swamp is everybody who's not following God. Okay, that's my definition of the swamp.
Sure.
Okay, so the swamp was always trying to trap George Washington and trap this and that. And that's the devil and the swamp. Now, there's evil people who are the New World Order, whatever they want to call them. And, but what happens is there is a group of faithful people in the USA, the real Americans, I call them, the remnant. And we know that Jesus Christ is the foundation. Andrew Jackson, you know, he was a wild man and he wasn't always a Christian, but he became a Christian. And then he later said, the Holy Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. So that's what Americans believe. We're one nation under God. In God we trust. The Supreme Court says this is a Christian nation. Okay? And so, you know, John Jay said our Christian nation. Francis Scott Key said our Christian nation, that we're supposed to act in a manner worthy of our Christian nation. So this is the core truth that God sees and blesses.
That's absolute fact. To sort of weave it back into the social media and everything you got going on, I mean, it should be no surprise to anyone. I'm sure no one listened to this show, but there is an actual conspiracy to eliminate conservatives, to eliminate the Christians or any sort of talk of that ilk in the social media platforms. I mean, I don't know how many whistleblowers have to come out for Facebook and Google and YouTube. And I mean, they're all sort of a big monopoly conglomerate now. But I mean, you know, feel free to look this stuff up, but they've made no bones about it. Yeah, you know, we're going to censor your content. We're going to be the arbiters of truth. We're going to be the philosopher king. And we're going to let you know what's safe and what's not safe. And that sounds beautiful if it's Jesus Christ making the call here, but it's not. You know, it's Zuckerberg and his ilk making this call, so they can say, oh, well, yeah, you know, we don't like that John Age program. You know, we don't like what Stephen Andrews doing. We don't like what X, Y, or Z is doing. So it just poof and disappears. Or you never see your audience, never gets to see it. So essentially, they've deemed you unworthy. They've deemed you non-essential. I mean, when this whole COVID hoax kind of started, I was like, yeah, they've been doing this online for a while now. Now they're doing it in real life.
Yeah, and so Google, I have the article up on my screen, what it says is that the CEO banned America's frontline doctors. Okay, so they removed it. And so did Facebook and Twitter, I believe. Okay, so what's happening is they're not letting medical experts speak. And so there's a lot of censoring going on, whether it's, you know, they just censor everything. They censor Christianity, they censor politics. President Trump must be heavily shadow banned. I mean, I know the reports were from 3 years ago that they they cut him about 40-45% on Facebook. Okay, so there's so much shadow banning going on. But see, this is another proof of hope. Even with, I think they're just going berserk and going all out with their tyranny. But even with that all, there's this big movement of revival happening where people are standing up for America. People are standing up for Jesus Christ more and more. Now, I'm leading the nation to reaffirm covenant. So I'm on fire for God. And I'm praying daily for every pastor to be like the founding fathers' pastors. Because here's an interesting thing is, you know, why were the founding fathers so bold? It was what the pastors taught. So just imagine what John Adams' pastor taught to make John Adams, you know, and that's all removed from history. But what they taught is what caused the founding fathers. And so we need to have 1776 research engine. If the viewers want to support this, it's so important because they're going to get Christian and conservative results that are being hidden right now. And we can launch in just 2 weeks if we have enough money. We're crowdfunding. If people want to give, they can go to 1776free.com and click on the give link. Just 1776free.com. Click on the give link. You know, we just need $10, $100, $25. It all adds up. And so that's something that viewers can do. And it's so powerful because, you know, I'm a computer engineer and I've just been watching this algorithms. And I've just seen how they've just been increasing and increasing and increasing it, even more than the news stations are reporting. You know, it's just, there's so much censoring going on. So 1776 Free is weeks away from launch, and we just need the money.
Yeah, you can probably speak to that much more than most guests. But, I mean, that algorithm censorship or whatever you want to call it, I mean, they can relabel and spin anything they want. You know, they can make the Department of War, the Department of Defense, and likewise, it's not really censorship. See, we're just doing this algorithm thing. Yeah, see, yeah, it's totally different than censorship. But I mean, I was kind of commenting to my wife a few weeks ago. But we were all, I mean, I guess the zeitgeist was looking at that ridiculous Cardi B video and all that mess, and I was kind of joking because it just hit me. Wow, you know, one of my early interviews that got so many hits and was doing great was an interview with a pastor named Mark Musser, who's American, but who's living in Europe. And he wrote a book about exposing Agenda 21 as really just an extension of Nazi ideology. And I was kind of joking. I was like, yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, my Mark Musser interview got pulled from YouTube. Not any profanity, nothing even close to it in the video. That got pulled because, you know, it said the word Nazi, I guess, in the title. I don't know. But, I mean, juxtapose that to you got the Cardi B video, which is kind of just like audio video porn for adolescents and children. But that's okay. That's totally still on YouTube. It's just kind of hilarious out there.
That's a positive thing with 1776 Free and USA.life. We're family friendly, and we have God's standards as our standards. Mm-hmm. So what we have is a pro-America algorithm, and it's based on, you know, first point is, you know, we have to think, what makes America? Okay, so I believe these points make America, that we have God-given rights. Now, these aren't Satan-given rights that people stand up for sin. These are mm-hmm. rights that are unalienable, and they come from God. Okay, these are God-given rights. Okay, so life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, travel, conscience, for churches to meet. Those are God-given rights. And we have to, the church has to step it up and stand up for these. You know, we see there are some churches in California, you know, standing up to meet, and that's great. We need every church to meet across the nation. And so another part in our pro-America algorithm is, you know, what does God bless? And he blesses the USA for being a Christian nation. And then what's another part in our algorithm? It's, we have the Constitution. And as you know, the Constitution says we're a republic, and it says that we, it basically limits the rights of the representatives so that we, the people, retain our God-given rights. And then, you know, another thing is that we're family safe. And then another thing is that united we stand. So these are the principles. I'm a pastor and I care for the nation. I love people and I care for them. And I want to see things turn around. And I believe the answer is to reaffirm covenant and we're going to find God's mercy. But with this pro-America algorithm, it is what God blesses. So that's why it's so important with 1776 Free and USA.life social network.
That's excellent. I love that pro-family vibe that you're talking about on there because, I mean, full disclosure, my daughter doesn't really watch any TV. We watch the Andy Griffith Show about every few days here for about 30, 45 minutes. She loves that. You know, it's wholesome values. It's, again, from about 60 years ago. But, I mean, I wouldn't even dream of doing, I think, what most parents do, which is here's this device. Just go do something. So I'm going to play on my device. You over there and play on your device because you're literally opening up this Pandora's box if you don't know what in the devil is on there. I mean, it could be anything from the Cardi B video to something 10 times worse on YouTube or a lot of these other mainline search engines. So I really like that you're bringing that to the forefront. That's great.
Yeah. And so what 1776 Free and USA.life are about is what does God bless? I mean, and what makes America? So these are these principles. See, Americans are not opinionless. We are very opinionated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said, the God-given rights, the Constitution, Christian nation, family. You know, this is America. United we stand. Okay, this is America. So I've identified three types of, quote, freedom of speech. First, there's a new world order freedom of speech. And they allow everything that supports communism, everything that's anti-America, everything that's anti-God. So that's what the new world order freedom of speech does. So that's, you know, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera. Okay, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And then we have anything goes. And while people think anything goes is better than Facebook and Twitter, and it is, it's not what produces America. And so there are some platforms that have an anything goes approach. And, you know, how is talking about communism in a positive way really going to help people? How is talking about, you know, like in California, they have that crazy so-called, you know, it's a fake law, but they call it a law that they're trying to pass, where people can have sex with children 10 years younger than them. And so, I mean, how is that really going to help people's lives? It's not. It's going to bring God's wrath. It's going to hurt people. And so anything goes isn't really good enough. Yeah, it's better than Facebook and Twitter. But what we need is the beliefs of 1776. And like James Wilson, who was appointed to the Supreme Court by George Washington, he said, blasphemy against God is a punishable offense. So that's who George Washington appointed to the Supreme Court. You know, somebody who taught that blasphemy against God is a punishable offense. And so Americans have standards. Our standards are Jesus Christ. Our standards are the Constitution, family, you know, liberty, and the things that make America great. So that's why these, you know, 1776 Free and USA.life are so important because it's going to bring a revival of America.
That's definitely what we need. That is absolutely what we need. And, well, is there anything that we've talked about or that you haven't talked about, rather that you would like to talk about? I don't want to leave anything on the table here.
Thank you. I want to encourage your listeners, you know, just how much God sees them. You know, first God is looking who will agree with him. And so when somebody agrees with him, that makes a difference. Because the Bible teaches that God looks throughout the earth to see if there are any that understand. And so he sees everybody who is on his side. That's so important. So I want your viewers just to know how important they are to God because they agree with God. So that is so important because that's So here's another point. My point is that God's in charge. You know, so like right now we got all this ballot fraud that the Democrats are trying to push with mail-in voting. And who's going to decide that is God. So, yeah, we know the Democrats are doing all this communist stuff and they're doing all this terrible stuff. But so the real question, though, is how do we get God's favor so that he spares America, so he has those who dig a ditch fall into it themselves? And that's the real issue, because, see, God is in charge. We have to remember that as a nation. I think it's missing from the pulpit. They generally don't teach that God is the one who appoints leaders. So I believe because of the people reaffirming covenant that God gave us President Trump. Okay, it's because there's a remnant that's getting closer to God. There's a remnant that's rejecting the devil and sin. And so God saw that. And so he gave us President Trump. And we need that at the city level, the state level, the federal level, all across the nation, from school boards to federal representatives. We need a Christian government that believes like 1776. Because when you have a Christian government, I think that's one of the pinnacles, because then the people have chosen that. God is blessing it. And now you get the Bible back in school. You get families strong. You get reduced crime. So we have to put Jesus Christ first. So I think these are important things that people would just acknowledge Jesus Christ and just say, God, I surrender all my life to you. I surrender all of the USA to you. Fill the USA with yourself. We recognize Jesus as judge, lawgiver, and king. And then the other three parts of covenant that I didn't mention are that Americans are to turn away from the wicked. So it's one thing to witness to people, communists, Black Lives Matters, Democrats, and rhinos. It's one thing to witness to them, but it's another thing to vote for them. You know, the Bible forbids association with the wicked. And in 2 Chronicles 19:2, we see that the wrath of God was on King Jehoshaphat because he was becoming friends with King Ahab. So it's one thing for King Jehoshaphat to go and witness to Ahab, but to now become pals and buddy-buddy, he's breaking covenant because King Ahab is against the Lord. So what right there, 2 Chronicles 19:2, we saw that the wrath of God came on King Jehoshaphat. And then the next point is that we are to make disciples, including through the government, of three generations of the USA. The founding fathers did this. Thomas Jefferson had sent evangelists to the Delaware Indians, and they used to meet in the Capitol for Christian church. So Thomas Jefferson went to the Capitol and he had Christian church. And so we are to have Christianity in schools. We're to pray in Jesus' name. The government is to read the Bible. This is what the first act of Congress is. There's that famous portrait or drawing where George Washington, John Adams, and others are praying in Jesus' name. And they are reading the Holy Bible together. That's the first act of Congress. And then the last part of covenant is that for the viewers here to agree and to teach their families and their churches is that, look, the USA is guilty before God. The Supreme Court's been in rebellion against God for a long time, since they took Christianity out of schools, if not before. Then you got, you know, the Roe v. Wade thing. The Supreme Court's in rebellion to God. We have to be honest. And so we have to say, Father, by Jesus' blood, forgive the USA. We don't want to be destroyed. We don't want our families taken into captivity where they lose everything as happened to Judah. We don't want that. And then people have to say, you know, each individual's responsible for their own lives to get right with God. That's true. But Father, forgive the USA. We want mercy. And then the last point of covenant is to renew the altar. We find that in 2 Chronicles 15. And what King Asa did is he renewed the altar. So the altar today is the cross. And so we must say the USA is a Christian nation. And it doesn't matter if the whole nation was filled with Barack Obamas. I would boldly stand up and say, I'm in covenant with the founding fathers. the USA is a Christian nation forever. And the reason we do that, you know, we have to have faith. We can't go by unbelief. And the reason we do it is Psalm 33:12. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. That means the opposite is true. Cursed is the nation whose God is not the Lord. So you and I can make a difference today. We just stand up and say, the USA is a Christian nation. I believe, I submit the nation to God in entirety. We follow Jesus Christ. So these are the absolute truths of the Bible, and this is how we heal our land. It's the secret. You know, the people in Nineveh, they were spared, and the people with King Josiah, they were spared. The people with King Asa, they were spared. So it's our turn to be spared right now. We must arise and surrender everything to the Lord and welcome him to our homes, our lives, and the whole nation.
Yeah, that's certainly true. So much to chew on from what you just said, man. It was beautiful. But I was thinking about when the election night results were coming in for President Trump. I know I wasn't alone in praying that evening, because I think all across the nation and probably the world, there was a lot of people praying a similar prayer. And I couldn't agree more. I think it was definitely some divine intervention, because if you look at all the election fraud and all the social media, all the mainstream media, I mean, everybody in the world was thinking, oh, we got Hillary. Oh, boy. You know, and I think it startled a lot of the American public and kind of shook them awake and got everybody to go, hey, we really have to do this thing. We have to actually participate in the Republic. We can't just sit back as spectators. But, you know, I think that was a big part of it. And another big thing that you were mentioning, I really want people to underscore, is that you do have to turn away from the wickedness. I mean, we're all thankfully saved by grace. And yes, we can ask for forgiveness and the like, but, you know, we got to actually turn away from this. I was listening to another pastor a few weeks ago online, and he mentioned this regarding the word communion, because a lot of folks think of it as, you know, the Holy Communion with the sacrament and so forth. But he extended it, and he said, you know, the word communion means what you commune with. So it's the music, it's the video, it's the social media, it's all that stuff that you're allowing in, kind of just like that evil spirit or the vampire at the door. You know, they have to be let in. And by giving your consent, you're letting in a lot of this evil into your life that you can just as easily say, no. You know, we're not going to be part of that. If the world wants to do that, that's the world. But we're going to stay, you know, on the side of faith or on the side of Jesus Christ, rather than to allow so much of that in. Because I really do think a lot of that pollutes the heart, mind, and spirit, you know?
That's it. And see, God sees it as a covenant-breaking act. Hmm. And so if I read Exodus 32 100 times. I was really bothered in 2012 when people were voting for Mitt Romney. Now, maybe many of the viewers here out of desperation voted for Mitt Romney. But I know that as a Mormon, he believes that Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer. And I'm a pastor. Maybe that's why I know these things. Mm-hmm. But I read Exodus 32, how God was ready to destroy Aaron, the high priest, when he made that molten calf. And I just read that passage 100 times. And, you know, when you get a lot of insight when you pray and read it 100 times. And it shows that it was a covenant-breaking act. And so people, you know, one thing people can do to heal our land is just say, God, forgive me. I voted for Mitt Romney out of desperation. And I even know somebody who voted for Obama because they knew the truth about Mormons. But the truth is that neither were the right answer with God. I'm the only pastor I know that teaches this, okay? But the right answer was to fall out on our face and to cry out, Joel 2:17, spare thy people. Don't let the heathen rule over us. Okay, that was the right answer, is to cry out. So if there's nobody, you have to just say, God, we got the devil and the devil. You know, we don't want that. We cry out, spare thy people, Joel 2:17 and 18. Judges 3:9 is another passage where the children of Israel cried unto the Lord when they had tyranny, and he heard them and raised up a deliverer. And so what we need to do is to You know, search our hearts and say, God, what sins do we have? Did I vote for Obama? Did I vote for Mitt Romney? I was wrong. Okay, I confess that, because Mitt Romney has a false God, as Obama does too. And so, you know, I'm going to do something interesting this month. I'm just needing another few days to get it ready, but I'm calling the nation to repent of Obama's sins, because Judah went into captivity, the Bible says, because of Manasseh's sins. And so I'm calling the nation to repent of Obama's sins, which are this homosexuality, the communism, attacking America, being anti-life, having false gods, attacking Christians, okay? And all the sins of Obama, because there's a group of people out there who follow Obama and they haven't repented. And so, you know, if those people are like the millennials and the younger people, unfortunately, many of them. Now, there are some great millennials and younger people who love the Lord and who put Jesus Christ first. But if they don't, if the youngest people don't turn away from the sins of Obama, the Bible says that they will lose everything. They'll go into captivity. Because that's what happened with Judah. After King Josiah passed away, see, it was really his heart that was tender with the Lord. And he commanded the nation to follow the Lord. But the people didn't repent of Manasseh's sins. And so when Josiah passed away, they lose it all and they go into captivity. So we need to repent of Barack Obama's sins, and conservatives, Christians need to repent of voting for Mitt Romney. That's going to bring God's favor. There's places in the Bible where God says, I will hide my face from them until they confess their sins. Okay? And the Bible says, God says, do they not know I remember their sins? So see, it's one thing to confess your sin. Now you're forgiven. 1 John 1:9 promises that. We confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we don't confess our sins and we say, well, you know, it was not a big deal to go a-whoring after other gods and not to put our trust in the Lord, but to trust in a false God, you know, with Mitt Romney or whatever, then God sees that and he's waiting for the people to repent. So anyway, we have great hope when we turn to God, and the Lord is a merciful and forgiving God. Just think of Jesus Christ. He spread out his arms in love on the cross and he said, Father, forgive them. He said, it is finished. So I just want to end with this by saying that if any viewer here today needs to get right with God, they have the grace and the mercy of God through Jesus Christ, and they can receive 100% grace, 100% mercy, 100% forgiveness. And it's through approaching God through Jesus Christ and just saying, Father, forgive me for these sins. If somebody voted for Obama, forgive me for voting for Obama. Forgive me for voting for Mitt Romney. Forgive me for my personal sins. I want to be right with you. I want to be cleansed. I receive forgiveness by Jesus' blood. So there's great hope.
That's a great way to end it. I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, how can everybody find everything that is your work, and how can they help to contribute, I guess, via PayPal or via another Patreon link, or how can they best help you?
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, I've walked away from everything. I used to make a lot of money years ago, and I walked away from it to build this infrastructure to save America. And so what people are doing is they are chipping in. And so we need money to launch 1776 free search engine. You know, we just need $71,000. It's not much when you think that if 710 people gave $100 or if 7,100 gave $10, you know, it's a very attainable goal. And so people can go to 1776free.com and they can give a $10 donation or more. And that's going to make a difference. And then the other thing is they can sign up for USA.life. They can get their church on board. They can get their family on board. They can bring over their GOP groups and they can rally together for America. They can support President Trump on USA.life. And see, what's happening is it's making the nation bolder. And what's happening is we're mixing Christians and conservatives together. And I think the combination is stronger. Because Christians are great, but unfortunately, the message to stand up for America, to stand up for liberty, is not being preached from most pulpits. But the conservatives seem to get that message. And so, you know, we're mixing together and we're getting stronger on USA.life as a community. We're the number one pro-America community, and we're the number one conservative Facebook alternative. So first they can give to 1776free.com, and then they can go to USA.life, www.usa.life, sign up, get their free account, get their church on board. And then those are the most important things right now.
That sounds great. And I always say this, but if anybody's out there in the car or out and about and didn't get all that, fear not. You can go to anomicage.com and check out everything from today's guests and all of the other ones. Thank you so much, Steve and Andrew, for being on the show, man. It was great.
All right. Thank you. God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you. God bless you, too. All right. So if you missed that, once again, please check out anomicage.com. From there, you can find everything Steve and Andrew, the USA.life links, the 1776free.com links, all ways to donate and support everything that Steve and Andrew is doing and bringing to the table. Sounds wonderful and just, I would say, just awesome and amazing to have some viable alternatives to the censorship and the anti-Christian, anti-conservative insanity that's going on in your typical online platforms like Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter. You know the ones. The ones I'm hardly on anymore. So please check out all things and then some at anomicage.com. And as I always say, you can't do everything, but you can do something. So please get out there and try to make a difference. And until next time, I'll be seeing you sooner than later in the Anomicage.
Thank you for listening to The Anomic Age, a John Age project. For past shows, further info, and to comment, go to anomicage.com. That's A-N-O-M-I-C-A-G-E.com. Till next time, thank you for listening to The Anomic Age. I'm gonna go to bed.